In 2016, Holy Cross Ministries received funding from the Whitney Foundation to conduct a study of the preschool graduates of their school readiness program. The Whitney Foundation supports those projects that may otherwise fall through the cracks in traditional funding sources. The school readiness program offers full-day classes Monday through Thursday and includes both academic and enrichment activities to prepare children to enter into the public school system. Emmy Gardner, the executive director of Holy Cross Ministry, says the organization tries to be an evidence-based program in terms of its interventions. So Holy Cross used the foundation money to see if the program they had established for young, low-income Spanish-speaking preschoolers was making a difference.
One of our mantras at Holy Cross is, you know, let's find a need and meet it. And we wanted to make sure if we really had found a need or if we were just kind of doing something that we thought made sense but maybe wasn't having that impact. So when this opportunity came with Whitney Foundation to do this longitudinal study, we really looked at it as an opportunity to say, let's take qualitative and quantitative data. We did interviews, right? And then we looked at test scores to really say, did what we create make a meaningful difference in the lives of these little ones? And did it really help give them that great, you know, start and launch into their academic careers?
Gardner says they saw impressive outcomes in both kindergarten and third grade test scores, and those who were part of their program were on par with their English-speaking counterparts years later. One of the biggest takeaways from the study, she says, was the need to work with the parents as much as with the children to help them understand the role they play in their children's achievements.
Those children who did better academically tended to have parents who really were more engaged and invested with their students in their academic function. And what I mean by that is, you know, asking, do you have homework? What are you doing? Reading with them, working with them, and really helping the children see that sort of power of knowledge and learning, right? Versus parents who may have said, oh my gosh, I know you've had a really busy day. It's okay. You can like sit down and watch TV.
Holy Cross conducted the study in partnership with the University of Utah's Department of Family and Consumer Studies. Professor Cheryl Wright says they incorporated both quantitative and qualitative data on children in Park City and the impact of Holy Cross's programs on their current academic success. Wright helped create the research team and analyze the data. A critical aspect of the work, she says, was the access that Holy Cross had with families who would prefer to stay under the radar.
One of the things that I think is so important about this study is it's really hard to recruit and do this kind of work with vulnerable families. And there was also, obstacles with the political climate that was going on where, you know, we're asking people to, information with us. But Holy Cross Ministries has developed an incredible amount of trust in this community. They were able to implement this study, whereas a lot of other researchers have trouble reaching these families.
123 interviews were conducted with parents who represented 133 children. The study looked at students in this program as well as other preschools, including the Park City School District's preschool, as well as children who were not in preschool. Wright says the data shows that based on test scores, this culturally sensitive program even had better outcomes than the program offered by the school district. The majority of students who attended Holy Cross Ministry School Readiness Program, she says, scored higher on literacy measures than those in other preschools and significantly higher than those children not in preschool.
It was my understanding that most of the teachers were bilingual and, you know, talked to the children in Spanish, and that they really understood these families, developed trust with these families. So I think they had the advantage over the school district's program because their program was designed for these families.
She added that the data did show that the bilingual teachers could have done a better job giving their native Spanish-speaking students more exposure to the English language. You can read more about the research findings on our website, kpcw.org. Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.
KPCW News reports on issues affecting children age 0 through 3 years old is brought to you by the Early Childhood Fund at the Park City Community Foundation. For more information, go to earlychildhoodalliance.net.